Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Sota. We've been talking about Mida Keneged Mida as a punishment thing, but the truth is that's not at all. It doesn't have to be that at all. We said that the way that one measures, that's how he's measured. So that is actually can be for good as well. Mishnah Tess shows us how it can be good by giving us a few examples where Hashem rewarded the righteous in a manner that matched their acts of righteousness. Right, so what's our first example? V'chein le'inyan ha'tova, so too for the good. Miriam. We know what Miriam did. What was the big chesed that Miriam did? Miriam, several, but the one that's relevant here. Miriam, m'tina l'moshe sha'achas. Miriam stood by to watch her brother, right, at the river. And really only was a short time. But the pasuk says Shinemar Vateisatzav Achosomirachok, and his sister stood by from a distance. So she was paying attention, and she was watching over him, and she waited. Lefikach Nisakvu LaYisrael Shiva Yamin BaMidbar. Therefore, Hashem rewarded her by commending the entire nation of Israel to wait 7 days for Miriam, as she observed her 7 days of exclusion that come with tzaras. The second example in the Mishnah is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef zacha likbor saviv. Yosef had the merit to, now this is not a reward, this is what he did. He did his chus. He had the zechus. He did this great deed of burying his father, likbor saviv, ve'im rachav gal menu, and there was no other person among his brothers who was as great in honor and glory, because after all, Yosef is Mishnah Melech. He's this assistant king, the viceroy. And we see that Yosef himself was heavily involved, and really, that it really is him burying, and the others are just coming along. Shinemar, Vayal Yosef Ligvor Saviv, Yosef went up to Eretz Canaan to bury his father. Vayal Yimo Gam Rechav Gam Parashim. When Yosef went up, he also took along with him chariots and cavalry. So this is the huge glory that a king or assistant king does when he makes a funeral. And usually they don't get that person involved, but he did, and therefore he got rewarded. How did Hashem pay him back? Mida keneged mida. Mi lanu gadol miYosef. Who had a greater honor than Yosef had? What was Yosef's great honor? Shalom nesasik bo elam Moshe. His burial was personally taken care of by Moshe himself. Now, Yosef was, in fact, a viceroy. That's true. But Moshe has the status of a king. So the Yosef is rewarded for taking his viceroy status to honor his father at his funeral. So too, Moshe himself buried Yosef and brought his authority and glory and honor to that. But now this kind of becomes a pay-it-forward kind of thing. So Yosef honored Yaakov by using his glory at Yaakov's funeral to take care of Yaakov personally. Yosef is then honored himself by Moshe, and it goes to the next step. Moshe zacha ba'atzmos Yosef. Moshe himself took care of the bones of Yosef, and as we've said, there is nobody greater than Moshe in Israel ever, but particularly at that time because he was the king. As it says, that Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him, so he's doing it himself. So, what's his reward? Mida keneged mida. Migatul Moshe shalom nisasik bo el hamakom. Who could have a greater honor than Moshe, whose burial was done personally by Hashem? Right at the Melech Malchi Amalchim. Right, so the Yaakov got buried by a viceroy, the viceroy got buried by a king, and the king gets buried by Melech Malchei HaMalchim. As the pasuk says, Shenemar v'yikbor oso b'gai, and he buried him in the valley. And in that he, the first he, is capital H. Hashem buried Moshe in the valley. Now our Mishnah concludes that it's not only Moshe. Lo al Moshe levado omru. It's not only Moshe that Hashem attended to upon his death. Rather, to a certain degree, El Al Kol Tzadikim, all the righteous get something like this. All of the righteous, to a certain degree, Hashem is personally involved in collecting the souls of all Tzadikim. Shenemar, the halach lefanecha tzidkecha, your tzedek will go before you. Kvod Hashem yasrecha, and the glory of Hashem, the honor of Hashem, will gather you in. And so we understand that that means that Hashem is directly involved in every tzaddik's death, and he personally comes to collect the soul. Now, of course, that is still very different than Moshe, in which Hashem did everything, and no one else was involved. But the Mishnah still wants to emphasize, and nevertheless, other tzaddikim still get some measure of Hashem's direct involvement.